Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting third. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Casale. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jerry Casale. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gurnett moves to third. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett scores. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Lawler for a passed ball. Stevens moves to third. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox won. And the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale strikes out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McEnany moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes McEnany trying to get to home. Keough throws the ball into Daly, who tags McEnany, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Landis reaches second base with a double. Keough throws the ball into Daly, who tags Landis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough bunts towards third. Goodman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gurnett strikes out. There goes Keough. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough scores. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0-for-1 in the game. Casale is called out on strikes. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Green steals second. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the mound. Casale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McEnany hits a fly ball into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wynn moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox is hit by the pitch. Wynn moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Casale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens strikes out. There goes Gurnett. The throw from Lawler to Aparicio, and Gurnett is out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stevens. Smith reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McEnany hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a pop-up towards third. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale is 0 for 2 in the game. Casale hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for early win. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Landis moves to third. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Lawler moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McEnany takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly throws to second, with Budden covering, and has Cash trapped. There's the throw to Malzone, who tags Cash for the out. McEnany moves to second. One out. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McEnany trying to get to home. Stevens throws the ball into Daly, who tags McEnany, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lown moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lown moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Mike Fortnelis. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing left field. Leo Keeley now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Murray Wall now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis bunts towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.